Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 122, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 122. Forgiveness offers everything I want. What could you want forgiveness cannot give? Do you want peace? Forgiveness offers it. Do you want happiness, a quiet mind, a certainty of purpose, and a sense of worth and beauty that transcends the world? Do you want care and safety and the warmth of sure protection always? Do you want a quietness that cannot be disturbed? A gentleness that never can be hurt? A deep abiding comfort and a rest so perfect it can never be upset? All this forgiveness offers you and more. It sparkles on your eyes as you awake and gives you joy with which to meet the day. It soothes your forehead while you sleep and rests upon your eyelids, so you see no dreams of fear and evil, malice and attack. And when you wake again, it offers you another day of happiness and peace. All this forgiveness offers you and more. Forgiveness lets the veil be lifted up that hides the face of Christ from those who look with unforgiving eyes upon the world. It lets you recognize the Son of God and clears your memory of all dead thoughts so that remembrance of your Father can arise across the threshold of your mind. What would you want forgiveness cannot give? What gifts but these are worthy to be sought? What fancied value, trivial effect, or transient promise, never to be kept, can hold more hope than what forgiveness brings? Forgiveness offers everything I want. What do I truly want? I do want what the first paragraph said. I want peace. I want happiness. I want a quiet mind, a certainty of purpose, and a sense of worth. I do want care and safety and the warmth of sure protection always. These are the things that I do want. And forgiveness offers these. Forgiveness by remembering the truth of what I am and what everyone else is. Seeing past the errors, the false beliefs, to the truth is forgiveness. By doing that, all that I want will be given me. I had a conversation with my husband right before this contemplation, and I had an uneasy feeling left from it, which is a sign there is a false belief that needs healing, forgiven, let go of. I told him that we should help our neighbor with his request of us sooner rather than later, maybe later today. And he energetically pushed back around his time use today. And I was contemplating how I can forgive that, because there must be some fear on his part around it. But then I was prompted to inquire why I even said it to begin with. And what I found a few layers deep is the fear I still hold around what people think of me. And below that was the fear that people will find out I am lacking in traits. And below that, I found that I believe I am lacking, that I am not enough. Believing that my worth is diminished because of a believed lack. And I saw this is what I need to forgive. By letting go of the false belief that I am not enough and my worth is less than others. To simply remove that belief from my collection of beliefs. That belief is not true. So I can simply remove it from my collection of beliefs. When I remove that belief, I will no longer be in fear of being found out. I see how this belief has, in the past, caused me to want to take control, to react instead of ask spirit, to get sucked into the dream further. Today I ask spirit to expose this particular false belief in whatever form it takes. I'm willing to heal my mind of this, to forgive myself for having held it as a belief. And I have a feeling of peace and happiness that I am healing my mind with this discovery. Holy Spirit, I give my willingness today to remember what I want and to remember that forgiveness offers it to me. Nudge me when I forget and I need to ask for help. Today, this day, I accept that forgiveness offers everything I want. As we sink deeply into our heart, we feel hopefulness, for we have reached the turning point at which the road becomes far easier. We sink into happiness, sure that our questions will be rewarded with answers, and that our acceptance of the answers bring us peace. Thank you for joining with me in the peace forgiveness offers. Namaste.